High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
For the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Coming up next, the boys' game, Johnson County Central and Freeman in the girls' contest completed just a few minutes ago. The Freeman girls got the win over Johnson County Central. The final was Freeman 48 and Johnson County Central 16. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, let's talk a little bit about these teams coming into this one.
The Johnson County Central boys are 5-2 on the season. They've had a couple of close games. They lost to Louisville on last Thursday, 47-46. They had a close win over Pawnee City, 51-50, and their other loss was to a very good Tri-County team. Freeman boys come into this game 4-2 on the year. They have losses to Auburn of 49-38 and Fillmore Central 57-51.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for Johnson County Central, as Dalton told you, they are 5-2 on the year. They're coached by Coach Kirk Ferris. They'll go with Wes Swanson. Swanson is 6'1 and a sophomore. Alex Cruz. Cruz is a 6'1 junior. Wyatt Ludeman, a senior at 6'1. Keegan Jones. Jones, 6'4 and a junior. And Nolan Wallensack. Wallensack, a 6'4 junior. The Thunderbirds are coached by head coach Kirk Ferris. Dalton, let's take a look at the Freeman starters.
Freeman Falcons, our starters, head coach is Jim McLaughlin. Easton Buss is a 5'10 sophomore. 5'11 junior Hudson Vitrowski. Hayden Jennings, he is a 6'2 senior. 5'8 sophomore Owen Buss. And Colby Mahler is a 6'2 senior.
This will be our final broadcast of the 2023 calendar year here on December 31st, the first day of winter, the winter solstice. This is the shortest day of the year, Dalton, and it sure showed up. Boy, about 6 o'clock when we tipped off the girls' game, it was total dark out there. The good news is, folks, spring's only about 90 days away. First day of winter here.
Days get longer and longer.
That's for sure. As we said, this is our last broadcast of this calendar year. We'll be back after the holidays beginning on January 2nd. We'll go to Nebraska City. The Johnson Brock Eagles, boys and girls, will be taking on the Lord Central Catholic Knights. That game will be live on the Sunny 101.3. We'll get things going and have a couple of games in that week. And then the second week of January, we'll stretch the Sunny 101.3 microphone cords all the way out to Beatrice for our coverage of the Mudecas basketball tournament. That's always my favorite week.
Everybody's favorite
week. Back in my working days, I used to schedule a week's vacation in January just so I could spend the week in Beatrice watching basketball. You know what my favorite thing about the Beatrice Mudecas tournament is? We set up on the stage there in the city auditorium, and all the teams come to us. We don't have to travel there. We set the equipment up one time all week long. Yeah. Once in a while, we have to move across the street to the junior high for maybe the B division game, but for the most part, we just sat there in center court on the stage and watched basketball all week long. Free popcorn. They got a great hospitality room, and you ought to join us sometime for that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Again, we're meeting the starting lineups over the PA system. That we've just had them introduce Johnson County Central. Here comes the big crowd reaction as they get set to introduce the Falcons. You'll hear it in the background. They've got the Falcon up on the giant TV screen. You know, it'd be to come in here and watch football.
There ain't even no point competing with this.
No, that's for sure. We'll try to recap it again for Johnson County Central. We'll have Swanson, Cruz, Ludeman, Jones, and Wellensick. The five they are introducing right now for the Falcons are Easton Buss, Hudson Vitrowski, Hayden Jennings, Owen Buss, Colby Mahler. Ball City Sacred Heart head coach Doug Gold, seated just to our right here, complete with clipboard. He's all ready to diagram the plays. I was out at Tri-County Tuesday night, and I saw Jim McLaughlin and several of his team were out there.
Oh, yeah.
Tri-County scouting that one, watching the game between Sacred Heart and Tri-County. So I'll tell you, these coaches, a lot of people don't realize the time and miles that they put in, not just on game nights, but when they're out there scouting. Like I mentioned, Coach McLaughlin Tuesday night, clear out of Tri-County. Doug Gold's here from Fall City tonight. They do a lot of work for these young men to prepare their teams.
Fall City's a trip to a lot of places, stuck down there in a way southeast corner.
Since I've now moved down south to Tecumseh, it's a whole lot different than having to drive all the way from Fall City.
I'm sure it's a lot nicer.
It sure is. All right, stepping into the center circle will be Nolan Wellensek to jump it up for Johnson County Central. Coming out to jump at center is Colby Muller, a 6'2 senior. Wellensek, a 6'4 junior. Chase Bryant, David Bryant, Gary Pence, our officials tonight. Chase Bryant steps in. Here's the opening tip controlled by the Thunderbirds. Wes Swanson will come down and set it up against a man-to-man defense. He'll be guarded by Hudson Petrosky. Swanson comes to the near side to Ludeman. Top of the key, Wallencheck to Ludeman under the basket. Shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Hudson Petrosky. Petrosky across the timeline to set the offense. Looks like a 2-3 zone here from Johnson County Central to open. Owen Buss on the left wing, up top to Easton Buss. In traffic, Easton Buss to the key for three. Shot is up and good. Easton Buss for the first basket of the ball game is 3-0. Freeman on top, just underway here. 7:23 to play in the first quarter. Johnson County Central trying to set it up. This is Wallensek with the basketball. Wallensek. It's off to the top of the key. Underneath, they were looking for Wellensek on the baseline. The pass is wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Keegan Jones was trying to thread the needle and get it to him.
Yeah, he had him open there and overthrew him.
Easton Buss will come down and set it up. Buss with a pass to the right elbow. Hayden Jennings with the ball back to Buss. Now Jennings for three from the right side gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. The ball is long. Rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson across the timeline. Swanson guarded by Petrosky. Takes the dribble to the right side of the free throw circle. Up top it comes to Wellensek. Wellensek had the ball tipped away and stolen. Fast break going the other direction. Stolen back and now coming up with the ball is Hayden Jennings. No chance for the breakaway lay-in though. Petrosky comes to the near side with a pass to Owen Buss. Back up top to Easton Buss in the corner, in traffic. Easton Buss thought about it again. Driving baseline left side. Little floaters put up and off. No good. Up by Owen Buss. Rebound Johnson County Central. Down court comes Keegan Jones on the dribble. Jones to the top of the circle. Back up again. He gets it to the top of the key to Wes Swanson. Swanson looks for Wellensek. Wellensek tried to make a move into the paint. It wasn't there. Here comes Keegan Jones driving the baseline. We'll have a whistle on the baseline on the left side called on the Freeman Falcons.
That foul will be on Hayden Jennings, his first personal first team for the Falcons.
Johnson County Central under their own basket to play it in. Wes Swanson to trigger it in, just to the left side of his own backboard. Bounce pass, Keegan Jones sets a pick. Ball tipped away loose, knocked out of the hands of Alex Cruz. And coming up with the steal the other direction are the Freeman Falcons. This is Owen Buss with the basketball to Easton Buss. Back up top to Owen, around to Jennings in the corner right side. The ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds down there by Keegan Jones. He touched it last. It'll be Freeman's basketball. 5:56 to go, first quarter. 3-0 your score. Freeman on top, kind of starting out the way the girls' game did here. Not a lot of scoring in the first couple of minutes. Inside the paint, top of the key, Owen Buss with the ball. Easton Buss dribbling to the baseline. Tries to feed it in. Oh, nice steal by Wes Swanson. Swanson, 1-on-3, fast break, driving layup. Swanson got it. Nice move by Wes Swanson. He had a 1-on-3 fast break going there and scored it. 3-2 your score. Johnson County back within one. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Owen Buss up top to Easton Buss with the pass between the rings, top of the circle, to Jennings on the left side. Hayden Jennings. Why do I want to call him Waylon Jennings? Hayden Jennings with the basketball. Bounce pass into traffic. Moving toward the hoop is Petrosky. Lay-in up and good. Hudson Petrosky with the lay-in. His first bucket. And it's 5-2. Freeman up by 3. 5:10 to go in the first quarter here at Adams, Nebraska. Keegan Jones lobs inside to Nolan Wellensek. He stands on the baseline under the basket to the top of the key. Wyatt Ludeman. Off to Wes Swanson on the right wing. Swanson, left-handed dribble, comes out between the rings, top of the circle, across court pass. Now goes to Ludeman down in the corner. He feeds into Wellensek. Looking for Ludeman. No, comes back to Keegan Jones with a skip pass across the court. Ludeman thought about a shot, didn't take it. Now Swanson in traffic, feeds it out, open look right side. Cruz off the rim, no, and the rebound comes down to Owen Buss. Buss will bring the ball down the court quickly to Hayden Jennings. Jennings to the top of the circle, around the horn, right wing to Easton. Buss inside the paint. Petrosky in traffic, couldn't get the shot. Down deep, underneath the basket on the right side, nothing there. Back out to Owen Buss. Lob pass Petrosky in the paint. There's Jennings from the left side for three. Up high in the air, rebound goes off. Pulled down under the basket by Colby Mahler, then stolen away by Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman with the basketball, flips it back to Swanson, a cross-court pass. Swanson will bring it in and set the offense. Swanson stands out near the midcourt circle. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 5-2. Freeman up by three. Keegan Jones with the basketball. Jones again clears it to the top of the circle to Wes Swanson. Back it comes to Keegan Jones. Now Cruz penetrates in the paint. Fall away jump shot. Cruz in and out of there. Got his own rebound. Follow shot. Try for lay-in off the glass. It won't go. And again, Cruz gets his own rebound. He's trying to be tied up. Goes up with a shot. Rebound. Follow shot. Keegan Jones. It won't go. And the ball goes out of bounds. 0 for 5 so far on this trip.
This East basket has to have a lid on it.
Same thing happened to the girls in the girls' varsity contest. They could not get the ball in the hole here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central just had 5 shots on goal and couldn't get it down.
And they were point-blank shots.
Yeah,
too.
Right under the basket. All right, inbounding the ball. Swanson bobs it up top to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line, kicks it to the left side, around the horn into the corner. Wyatt Ludeman with the basketball. Back to Cruz at the top of the key. Alex Cruz goes to Ludeman, thought about the three. Now he does a little spin move. Oh, a nice bounce pass to Keegan Jones. Ball is going to be stolen away, coming up with the steal for the Freeman Falcons. Getting the steal under there, Trevor Reed, who's in the ball game now. He came off the bench. With the ball is Easton Buss. Feeds it into traffic underneath. Aiden Glanz. Glanz tries to bounce his way inside. Can't get there. Back again to Trevor Reed at the top of the key. On the baseline under the basket. Here's a shot by Easton Buss for three that's off no good. And with the rebound is Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman gives it up to Wes Swanson. 5-2. Johnson County Central down by three with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Swanson trying to get something going offensively. Cruz has the ball dribbled away from him by Easton Buss. Another turnover. Fast break on the right side. A driving layup. Ball stripped away nicely. Coming up with it, Swanson down court. Bounce pass underneath looking for Cruz. Stolen right back by Buss. Buss up court to Jennings. And Hayden Jennings will hand the ball to Easton Buss. This is such a replay of the girls' game, I can't believe right now. 5-2 here. Ball is loose. Freeman gets it back. Trying to move to the basket, Jennings. He can't get a look. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Freeman with 2:15 to play in the first quarter. 5-2. Freeman on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, this game is starting out as a very low-scoring contest, much the same manner in which the girls' game started. In that girls' contest tonight, our first quarter score was 6-0. Freeman on top. Here it's 5-2, and neither team able to make much contact. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Back to live action. Freeman with the basketball on the left wing is Trevor Reed. Comes up to Easton Buss, across to Jennings on the right side. Hayden Jennings, bounce pass to the baseline underneath, in the paint. Driving layup, up and good. Aiden Glanz, his first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 7-2, a 5-point lead for Freeman with a minute 55 to go here in the first quarter. Keegan Jones tries to feed it inside, and the ball is tipped away out of bounds. It's going to be touched last by the Thunderbirds. It'll belong to Freeman in the ball game now. Danny Cogmanibong is in there. Let's see who else is in off the Jack Waring is in off the bench. He's in the ball game. We're going to have a timeout taken by Freeman. Minute 47 to go here in the quarter. 7-2 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Freeman. It'll be the Freeman basketball on the inbound pass. Comes into Petroski to the left elbow. Kobe Mahler in the ballgame handles it. Back up top now to Owen Buss. To the near side, Petroski. Hudson Petroski, been starting since he was a freshman here. We watched him a couple of years ago. Petroski beats it off inside to Trevor Reed. To the right wing, now Owen Buss tries to drive in for a driving layup that won't go, but he's going to be fouled as he puts up the shot, and we're going to have Owen Buss at the free throw line where he's going to be shooting two shots.
That foul is on Danny Gongwanivong. It is his first personal first team for Johnson County Central.
Owen Buss at the line, 5'8" sophomore shooting two shots for the Falcons. The first free throw is up, bounces once, twice, and off the side won't go. Another attempt coming. One. Minute 19 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a host of substitutions in now.
And for the Thunderbirds, it's Nolan Wildsek and Alex Cruz. And for the Falcons, I didn't really catch it.
All right, Buss is up for his second free throw. It's on the way up. This one is good. He hits one out of two for Owen Buss, his first point. And the score now 8-2. It's a six-point lead by Freeman. Johnson County with only 2 points, but they're only down by six. So very much in this thing. Minute 13 to go here in the quarter. Ooh, there's a push on the far side. Coming to the near side with the pass to Keegan Jones. Down to Gongwanivong on the right wing. Gongwanivong left-handed dribble. Top of the key to Cruz. Around the horn, Keegan Jones. Back to the near side. Here's a three on the way from the right wing. Waring up and off. No good. Rebound Freeman. Under a minute to play here in the quarter. 53 seconds. Coach Jim McLaughlin, I think, signaling him to maybe slow things down and just play for a shot here. Up 8-2 right now in this low-scoring contest. Left wing is Trevor Reed with the ball. They feed it to Reed, lay it up off the glass and good. Trevor Reed got a nice pass. I don't know who got that assist, but they set him up for an easy two on the baseline. It's 10-2. The lead is 8. Here's the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Hayden Jennings. Back onto the floor now. Wes Swanson checks in. He'll replace Danny Gongwanivong. Also, Wyatt Ludeman back on the floor. He replaces Keegan Jones now with 31 seconds to play in this first quarter. 10-2, Johnson County trailing Freeman. Wes Swanson gets the inbound pass in backcourt, crosses the midcourt line to set it up at the top of the circle. 24 seconds to go, goes to Alex Cruz. Cruz in the paint, fall away shot in the lane, up and off, no good. Rebound, Ludeman kicks it to the top of the circle, follow shot for three, is up and good. Nailing the three, Wes Swanson. Swanson has all five of Johnson County Central points. It's 10-5 with 6 seconds to go. Long downcourt pass, Owen Buss, long three, off the rim, no. Buzzer will sound. And there is the end of the first quarter. 10-5, your score. Freeman on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Get a gift that will last a lifetime. Classes at Heller Martial Arts teach self-defense, build confidence, boost self-esteem, and much more. Classes available for the whole family. Keep your child active during the winter break with our winter camps. Sunday, December 17th, Wednesday the 27th, and Friday the 29th. These camps will teach the Taekwondo basics with games and activities. Contact to sign up, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Vernon Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock, 10-5 our score. Freeman leading Johnson County Central. It'll be Freeman's basketball to start the second period. Hudson Petroski takes the inbound pass, goes to the right side with it. It comes up top to Owen Buss. Now Easton Buss handles the ball, goes to Petroski. He dribbles into the corner, right side, finds Jennings with it. Owen Buss at the free throw line, penetrates, floater in the lane, up and off, no good. Pulling down the rebound, Keegan Jones. Jones with the outlet pass. Quickly down court comes Wes Swanson on the dribble. Swanson looks at a man-to-man defense now to open the quarter by Freeman. Wyatt Ludeman, a cross-court pass to Cruz on the near side. Alex Cruz holds the ball. Cruz tries to go between defenders, goes in for a layup, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor, I think, on Owen Buss. The foul will be on Owen Buss. That's his first, team foul number one of the quarter. Just underway here in the second period. 7:21 to play, second quarter. 10-5 your score. Here's an inbound pass. Point blank shot up, off no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good. And that was a Welland sack on the baseline. Who was it? Keegan.
Keegan
right. Jones got that one. He got his own rebound and got the put back. There's a three from the left side for Freeman that's up and off no good. Wes Swanson takes down the rebound. He gets called for a double dribble and he knew it. He came down with the ball. He was a little bit off balance.
He went to throw a pass up court to Jones and start dribbling again.
Yep. 10-7.
That basketball.
Johnson County Central back within three. Low scoring contest here. All right. Inbound the pass to Hudson Petroski. Petroski to set it up. 5'11 and a junior. His third year as a starter here at Freeman, just a junior. Petroski kicks it down into the corner to Buss. Top of the key, Jennings for three. It's up and good. Hayden Jennings hits the tray from the top of the circle, makes it back to a 6-point lead, 13-7. Freeman on top, Wes Swanson with the dribble. Swanson, guarded by Petroski in the man-to-man defense, goes to Cruz. Cruz gets the ball out to Nolan Welinsek to the right side. Open look three. Cruz in and out. Can't get it. Oh, rebound. Keegan Jones. Jones did a good job of coming down with that rebound.
I don't know how he got that rebound.
I think the foul's going to go on Freeman.
It's on Kobe Mahler. It'll be his first personal, team second for Freeman.
At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Keegan Jones. He's got 2 points on that lay-in just a moment ago. First free throw is up, and oh, rimmed around and went clear around 360 degrees, then sat on the front lip and spun a little while before finally falling off to the side.
That was interesting.
Yeah, Trevor Reed back into the ballgame, replacing Hayden Jennings now for Freeman. Keegan Jones ready for his second free throw. This one's up and good. He's got 3 points, and the lead is back to five now at 13-8 with 6:24 to go in the first half. Full court pressure being applied now by the Thunderbirds. They break it easily. Owen Buss across the timeline, driving layup on the baseline. Shot is up and good. Hitting the basket was Trevor Reed. Lots of contact and no whistle. Here's Wes Swanson the other way. Follow shot, put up, won't go down for Welinsek. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after that loose basketball.
We're playing football in December, folks.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. They were getting after it. Looked like an NFL pop-up going after a fumble.
That was a jump ball.
Well, the officials got the whistle blew, but the action didn't stop just because the whistle blew. Johnson County will have the basketball on the alternating possession. Inbounded. Welinsek comes to Cruz on the right side. In the paint looking for Ludeman. Ball is tipped away. Loose ball again on the floor. Ludeman comes up with it. He's triple teamed. One dribble. Oh, a big collision here and a whistle and a foul on Petroski. Petroski had a huge collision there with Cruz. And Petroski's tagged for the personal.
Yeah, that'll be his first personal, team third for Freeman.
Oh, they're getting after it here. They're getting scrappy. 15-8, your score. 7-point lead for Freeman. 5:45 to go in the first half. Wes Swanson with the dribble. Guarding Swanson is Owen Buss. Gives it off inside the paint. Oh, nice feed to Ludeman. Couldn't get it. Ludeman had a shot right under the basket, and Ludeman gets the steal. Got the ball back. Now it goes out of bounds off of Ludeman as he was battling over here with Owen Buss for that basketball.
I tell you what, these Freeman fans are letting the officials hear it.
It's been an action-packed couple of minutes here. Back onto the floor, Jack Waring checks in now. Waring's going to replace Wyatt Ludeman. Waring checks in. 5:28 to go. Waiting for the pass. Here's a steal. The other direction comes Wes Swanson driving, laying up. No, it's blocked away. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Wes Swanson at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is on Owen Buss, his second personal team fourth for the Falcons.
At the free throw line. Let's get that foul first. Owen Buss is second, you said. At
yeah.
the free throw line, we've got Wes Swanson. He's got 5 points tonight, a deuce and a tray. First attempt coming from the free throw line here. The first of two shots. Rims around and off, no good. Johnson County now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Freeman 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. Back into the lineup comes
Glance.
Yeah, Glance, the big man, 6'5". Second free throw is up and good for Wes Swanson. So now he has 6 points, 6 of Johnson County's 9. 15-9, still just a 6-point ball game with 5:15 to play in the first half. Jennings in the corner, wants to go inside the paint with it. To the top of the key comes to Petroski. Trevor Reed across to the right side. Here's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three.
Kobe Mahler.
That was Mahler that got that one. Kobe Mahler with the three from the right side of the corner. Wouldn't turn and let me see his number. All right, Wes Swanson takes it in, driving lay-in up and good. That was a smooth move.
That was a nice Euro step.
He just went right between three defenders, weaved his way in there and laid it in.
He's about the only one producing right now for the Thunder.
That got JCC back quickly back within 7. They were momentarily down by 9. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul on Swanson.
Yeah, his first personal team first for Johnson County Central.
4:37 to go, first half, 18-11. Freeman with a 7-point lead. They're just kind of slowly inching away from JCC here. They were up by 9 a minute ago before Swanson got that layup. Trevor Reed will inbound it on the side in forecourt into Easton Buss, and Buss sets the offense. Now Reed goes back to Buss with it. He handles the ball, comes to the top of the circle, picks up his dribble there, kicks it back to Aiden Glance with the ball. That's Kobe Mahler, rather. Now Glance has it for three from the left side. That's off, no good. Petroski comes down with a rebound. Petroski into the corner. Mahler for three from the right side. Got it. Kobe Mahler with back-to-back threes down here. 6 quick points, and it's a 10-point lead. Freeman's biggest lead of the ball game, up by 10 at the 4-minute mark here of the second quarter. Ball nearly stolen away by Mahler. He falls to the floor. And now a whistle, and I think the foul's going to go on Johnson County's Nolan Walensek.
Yeah, it's his first personal second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
So Walensek called for the personal foul. He'll come out of the ball game and checking in to replace him, Wyatt Ludeman. Aiden Glance will set out in to replace Glance for Freeman. Is Hayden Jennings back onto the floor. My old buddy Waylon Jennings down there. I got that on the brain now. That's not a good thing. Hudson Petroski handles the ball off to Trevor Reed. Reed kicks it to the right side, top of the circle. Here comes Easton Buss. Goes to Petroski. Spin move. Petroski double team. Back to Easton Buss. Buss, baseline left side. Jump shot in and out. No good. And there with a rebound, a strong pull down by Keegan Jones for Johnson County. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. 21-11. The lead is 10 for Freeman. Wes Swanson trying to get something going here. Goes to the left wing with it. Swanson over to Jack Waring is in the ball game now. Ludeman on the near side to Swanson in the corner. Back up top to Ludeman. Cruz around the horn. Waring feeds it down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. Moving toward the basket. Ball is loose, and Johnson County Central turns it over once again. Petroski down court with it to set it up for Freeman. Hands to Easton Buss. Buss with the ball to the corner right side. That's Mahler handling it. Yes, it is. That's Kobe Mahler. Back up to Easton Buss. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Easton Buss had the ball knocked away and stolen, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County's Wes Swanson, I believe.
His second personal team third for Johnson County Central.
Danny Kongmanivong checks back in now. We'll replace Wes Swanson, the starting point guard, with 2:50 to go here in the quarter. Wyatt Ludeman also leaves the ball game. He is staying in the game. He was just headed to the bench for some instructions. All right, this is Hayden Jennings with the ball to the left side. Trevor Reed back up top with it. Top of the circle, moving toward the basket in the paint. Nothing there for Hayden Jennings. Jennings to the near side, Petroski. Petroski finds Trevor Reed. Reed tries to work against Waring on the corner. He can't get there. Now a spin move back to the basket. Underneath, shot layup up, off no good. That was put up by Kobe Mahler. The rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. In a hurry, all the way down court. Oh, a huge collision. And the Freeman fans are not going to be happy about this because coming down.
Coach McLaughlin ain't happy either. He's giving fish on the earful.
Yeah, Cruz was coming down, Ellis Cruz, and just flat out ran over the top. Who are they putting this one on?
Trevor Reed, his first personal 15 foul for the Falcons, so Alex Cruz is at the line to shoot two.
First shot for Alex Cruz is on the way, bounces off the back iron and won't go down.
I would say ball does not lie on that one.
Boy.
I mean, he came down the floor with a full head of steam.
Ran right over the defender. Second shot is up and good for Alex Cruz. He got the second one to fall. Back to a 9-point ball game, 21-12. We're seated on the Freeman side among a lot of people that are not happy right now. Left side of the lane moving in. No place to go for Petroski. Needs coming to get the ball from him. Jennings, shot is up for three. It's off no good. Petroski has the rebound. Gets bounced around in there. Kicks it out. Pocket is picked by Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman tipped the ball away there for a moment from Hayden Jennings. They're going to say Ludeman touched it last, so it stays with Freeman. Easton Buss is telling his teammates, just slow it down, calm down, everybody. We're going to be okay here. Hudson Petroski gets the inbound pass with a minute 49 to play in the first half. 21-12, a 9-point ball game. Freeman on top. With the ball is Easton Buss. Buss to the left elbow with it to Hayden Jennings. Now trying to move into the paint. Trevor Reed on the baseline, left side of the basket. Dribbles it around to the top of the three-point arc. All the way around the outside perimeter of the arc, he goes with it. Now kicks it into the corner. Nope. Penetration there again to Jennings on the left wing. They just keep working the outside perimeter. Here's a long three short off the front of the rim. Mahler chases it down, saves it from going out of bounds. It's going to be grabbed up by Ludeman on the baseline. Outlet pass comes to Cruz with a minute 14 to play here in the first half. Cruz against the man-to-man defense. Right side, Waring. Waring feeds it inside Keegan Jones. He moves to the basket. He put it up and scored, but he was fouled on the floor before the shot went up. Keegan Jones will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Kobe Mahler, his second personal, and team six for Freeman, so Keegan Jones will shoot two.
Two free throws coming up at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Keegan Jones has now hit two out of three from the line, has 4 points in the ball game. Makes it 21-13. Still just an 8-point lead for Freeman, despite the limited offense from Johnson County here in the first half. Keegan Jones' second free throw's up. It's good also. He got them both. He's made three in a row after missing his first one from the free throw line.
Back he got robbed on his first one, too.
Yeah, back to a 7-point ball game, 21-14, with a minute to play in the first half. Coach Jim McLaughlin up shouting instructions. They may very well just play for a final shot here under a minute to go. With the ball is Easton Buss. They're working the outside perimeter with it, now running a little weave at the top of the key. Buss gets the ball fed back to him at the top of the circle, comes up to Hayden Jennings. Near side, Petroski with it with 39 seconds to go. Petroski across court pass. Trevor Reed handles the ball. Man-to-man defense. Kongmani Vaughn chases after Reed. Back up top to Petroski. Wes Swanson comes out to pick Petroski up on the man-to-man. Across court pass to the far side to Easton Buss. Back up top, Petroski. He stands near the midcourt circle now with 20 seconds to go. 21-14, a 7-point lead. Down to 14 seconds. Petroski backs into the midcourt circle. Hands to the far side. They're flipping around at the top of the key to Trevor Reed. Here's a long three from the right side that's up and off. No good. Keegan Jones has the rebound. Down court with 1 second, 2 second. Long shot from three quarters. Wasn't all that far off by Wes Swanson. And at the half, your halftime score, the Freeman Falcons 21 and Johnson County Central 14. We'll step aside for a 2 minute timeout. And then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show right after this 2 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
21-14, our halftime score. The Freeman Falcons with the lead here at Adams. Let's look at the individual scoring. For the Falcons, a lot of kids in the scorebook here for only 21 points. Kobe Mahler leads away with 6. 4 points for Trevor Reed. 3 points each for Easton Buss and Hayden Jennings. Adding 2 each were Aiden Glanz and Hudson Petroski. Owen Buss has 1 for their total of 21. From the free throw line, the Falcons went 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. Scoring for Johnson County Central, Wes Swanson leads away. He has 8. Keegan Jones with 5. Alex Cruz has 1 for their total of 14 from the free throw line. Johnson County Central went 5 out of 8 at the charity stripe. 21-14, that's our halftime score, with the Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
We want to extend a special welcome and season's greetings to all of our listeners tonight in the Johnson County Central School District around the Johnson County area. It's always a pleasurable thing for me to get back and work some Johnson County basketball, having grown up in Elk Creek and now living in the Johnson County Central School District. It's fun to kind of do the ball game once in a while for the home folks. So we hope you're enjoying the broadcast, as well as all of our friends here in the Adams area. We had a lot of people come up and greet us and talk about listening online to the broadcast, and we appreciate your listenership also. Again, at the half, 21-14, the Freeman Falcons leading Johnson County Central. We're going to take a two-minute break right here, and then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action. That's coming up, high school basketball, right here on Sunny 101.3.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog as well. A low of 49 degrees and light south winds. Friday, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, and a high of 57 with light southerly winds. Friday night, cloudy with a low temperature of 40 degrees and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, cloudy with a high around 58 and gusty south winds. Saturday night, cloudy with showers and a low temperature near 50. Sunday, rain likely and a few rumbles of thunder with a high temperature of 57 and south winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Monday, Christmas Day, showers with a high of 47 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Tuesday, chance of showers with a high near 40. Wednesday, showers possible once again with a high temperature of 42 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again here to Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 21-14. Our halftime score. Our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school basketball is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Our halftime break presented tonight by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. And we encourage you to say thanks to the folks at Highland Community College, Bruna Implement Company, Farm Bureau Financial Services, as well as all the rest of the sponsors that you hear from throughout the broadcast. Without their support, these broadcasts would not be possible. My name is Randy Gatula. Dalton Knippelmeyer, seated alongside of me. Very pleased to have Kurt Kilman, back at the board as our producer engineer tonight. You know, Dalton, you and I get to come out and watch the ball games. Kurt, he's penned up inside that control room back at Sunny 101.3.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt, that's not always a bad thing. When it's snowing and icing out here and you're all snug and cozy in that control room and we're out running around on the highways, but when the weather's nice like it is now, I sure like being here at the game.
Yeah.
Let's go to third quarter action. Freeman's going to have the basketball. And the pass goes over to the left wing. Buss with it. That's Owen Buss backing out to the top of the circle. Feeds it up to Hayden Jennings. Yeah, almost said Waylon. Inside the paint, Vitrosky had the ball tipped away and stolen. Wyatt Ludeman comes up with a loose basketball. Gives the outlet pass out to Wes Swanson. And here comes Johnson County Central. Down by 7, 21-14. T-Bird trying to find some offense. Ludeman on the right elbow. He has the ball tipped away from him by Vitrosky. Then a whistle and a foul. Vitrosky hits the floor. Ludeman lands on top of him. I think Ludeman's going to get tagged here,
yeah,
isn't he?
It'll be his first personal first team for Thunderbirds.
Wyatt Ludeman called for the personal foul, and Freeman gets the basketball back to come down court with it. 21-14 your score. Freeman with the lead. Hudson Vitrosky sets the offense on the dribble. Gets a pick. Now moves to the right side. Man-to-man defense for Johnson County Central. Cruz comes out to chase Vitrosky. Vitrosky dribbles away from him. Goes inside the paint. Bounce pass. Oh, he had a nice feed to Jennings. Jennings couldn't put it up. Now to Mahler. Mahler's pass deflected away. Grabbed up by Easton Buss. To the near side, Owen Buss. Owen Buss guarded by Wyatt Ludeman. To the right side. Long three is up and off. No good. And the rebound is taken. That's three put up by Kobe Mahler. The rebound taken off by Johnson County Central. Here comes Wes Swanson with the basketball across the timeline. He dribbles between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Around the horn to the left elbow with it. Nolan Wellenschek all the way around the outside perimeter. Goes to Cruz. Now again to Ludeman in the corner. Keegan Jones handles the ball. Jones wants to penetrate. Spin move. Has the ball knocked away. Got it back. Feeds it to the top of the key. Ludeman. Ball stolen away. Driving lay-in, left-handed lay-in up and good. That was a nice move by Easton Buss. Had to make the left-handed lay-in as the defender was there. Easton Buss with the lay-in. 23-14. The lead is back to 9 now for Freeman with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Wes Swanson, a cross-court pass to the far right side, goes to Keegan Jones with it. Right back it comes to Swanson. Now Alex Cruz finds Wyatt Ludeman. Top of the key. Swanson can't get an open look. Feeds Ludeman. Ludeman, baseline left side. Nolan Wellenschek puts it up, lays it in, but an offensive foul is going to be called on Wellenschek. He got the basket,
yeah,
but he leveled the defender that was standing on the baseline.
That'll be his second personal second team for Johnson County Central.
All right, Wellenschek tagged with the offensive foul. With the basketball, they'll come down into forecourt with it. 5:57 to go here in the third quarter, 23-14 our score. With the ball is Owen Buss. Feeds the corner right side. Open look for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. And look at that. Coming out of there with it is Hudson Vitrosky. Pass underneath Vitrosky. Threaded the needle. Found Hayden Jennings. And Jennings had the easy two off the glass. Put it down. It's 25-14, an 11-point lead. Biggest lead of the ball game here thus far for Freeman. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. With the basketball is Nolan Wellenschek. He's at the top of the key. Mahler comes out to challenge him. Now he has to Swanson. Wellenschek running interference for Swanson. Jump shot Swanson in the paint. Up off no good. Rebound Freeman. Easton Buss with the basketball. Gives it to Vitrosky. Feeds to Owen Buss. Owen Buss almost has it taken away by Ludeman. Back to Easton Buss. He dribbles across through the lane. Hands back to Owen at the top of the circle. 5 minutes to go here now in the third quarter. Vitrosky, little stutter step. Floater in the paint. Up and good. Hudson Vitrosky's got 4 points now in the ball game. It's 27-14. The lead is 13. Freeman is starting to pull away a bit here with 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Wes Swanson setting up the offense against the man-to-man defense. Thunderbirds desperately need a basket here. Swanson has contact with the defender. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Falcons.
Foul is on Kobe Mahler. It's his third personal team first for Freeman.
4:42 to go here in the third quarter, 27-14. The lead is 13. Glanz back into the lineup now. He will replace Owen Buss for Freeman. Aiden Glantz, 6'5 and a junior. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Here's the inbound pass to Wes Swanson, who'll try and set things up here. Petroski comes out to challenge him here in the man-to-man defense. Swanson now is double-teamed, feeds inside. Keegan Jones to the basket, lays it up, in and out, couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Jones will be at the line to shoot two. Normally that shot's going to fall. It just won't go down.
Foul is on Aiden Glanz. It's his first personal, team second for Freeman.
Keegan Jones will be at the free throw line. He's made 3 out of 4 tonight, has 5 points. He missed his first one, then made 3 in a row back in the second quarter. Got this one to go. It took 2 or 3 bounces on the rim before it finally settled in and fell in the hole for him. Keegan Jones now with 6 points. The junior, 6'4". Second free throw's up. This one is off. Jones chases down his own rebound. Yep, then has it taken away, and down court comes Hayden Jennings on the dribble. Gives off to Petroski. 27-15. The lead is 12. Petroski to the corner. Whistle before the shot comes up in the corner. The foul is going to be called on JCC.
Foul is on Wes Swanson. His third personal, team third for the Thunderbirds.
So it'll be Freeman's basketball. They'll inbound it right in front of their own bench. Nobody going over to throw it in. Now Easton Buss says, I'll do the honors. Buss stands in front of his teammates in front of the bench. Inbounds the pass to Hayden Jennings. Jennings bounce pass. Goes inside. Aiden Glantz can't get to the basket. Back finds Jennings again. He's in traffic. Jennings had the ball tipped away. Now a nice steal by Keegan Jones. Jones just flat out took that ball away from Aiden Glantz. Jones down court. Cruz with the ball. He can't get inside. Ball dribbled away from Cruz. Going to be picked up. Hayden Jennings. Jennings casually comes down court to Easton Buss for 3 from the corner. Off no good. Keegan Jones again with the rebound. Has the ball dribbled away from him, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Trevor Reed.
That is his second personal, team third for Freeman.
3:50 to go here now in the third quarter. 27-15. The lead is 12 for Freeman. As Johnson County Central desperately trying to find some offense here, just not able to get the ball in the hole. Only 15 points on the board. Timeout's going to be taken with 3:42 to go in the third quarter. 27-15, Freeman on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tonight's presenting sponsor for the basketball is Bruni Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You can see them for parts sales and service. Bruni Implement Company, they're also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Glad to have you with us tonight on our final broadcast of the calendar year 2023. It's been a fun year of high school football and basketball for you. We'll be back on the air January 2nd when Johnson Brock boys and girls travel to Nebraska City to face Nebraska City Lords. We hope you'll be joining us for that. JCC with the basketball. Ludeman hands it up to Wes Swanson. Swanson lobs inside to Keegan Jones. Jones backs it to the top of the circle. Now Jones with a spin move in the paint, kicks it back out to Ludeman. Ludeman doesn't want to take the three. Had an open look, passed it up. They feed it underneath. Turnaround shot underneath. Waring, a little hook shot. And Jack Waring with his first 2 points of the ball game, a little hook in the paint. Back to a 10-point ball game. 27-17, the game's still very much in reach for Johnson County if they can find some offense here. Here's a fall away, 2, 3. Did he rule that as a 3? Think so. Glantz.
Yep.
Aiden Glantz hits the 3. I thought he was inside the circle, but apparently not. Here's another huge collision with a whistle and a foul on the baseline, and this is going to go on Freeman. Who are they going to charge with it? Jennings, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's his second personal and team fourth for Freeman.
Not yet shooting, so that means it'll be inbounded on the baseline by Wes Swanson. Lob pass into Keegan Jones to Wellensek around the horn to the left corner. Back it comes up top to Swanson. Johnson County Central just really being dealt fits here by this man-to-man defense from Freeman. trying to tip the ball away, hands everywhere, slapping at the ball. Here comes Keegan Jones. Look out. Blocking foul on the baseline as Keegan Jones moves to the hoop, and Jones is going to go to the line to shoot two shots.
Foul is on Hayden Jennings, his third personal and team fifth for Freeman, so Keegan Jones will shoot two.
2 minutes, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 30-17. The lead is 13 for Freeman. Jones with a chance to cut into this. Free throw is on the way up, short, off the front of the rim. Another attempt coming here, however. He's got 6 points thus far in the ballgame. Second free throw coming here. I think Owen Buss, Easton Buss, back on the floor now.
Yep.
Keegan Jones ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. It's up, it's good. He got that one. Jones put it down. So with 2:40 to go in the third quarter, it's a 12-point ball game, 30-18. Freeman on top. Here come the Falcons down court. It's Owen Buss handling the basketball to the near side. Aiden Glanz. Glanz gives it back to Petroski. Petroski feeds to the corner. Trevor Reed for three, up and off, no good. And the rebound, Johnson County Central. Cruz down in a hurry to Keegan Jones. Jones kind of looks like he's made up his mind to start taking the ball to the hole here. Now Swanson, between the legs dribble, double team for a moment, got away from a defender, inside the paint, goes for a driving layup. He'll be fouled on the floor, but that means Swanson will be at the line to shoot two. We're at the 16th foul, I believe.
Foul is on Hudson Petroski, his second personal and beyond the limit for Freeman, so Wes Swanson will shoot two shots for the Thunderbirds.
Swanson is one out of two from the line tonight, has 8 points. This one is good. He's now got 9, 2 for 3 from the line. The lead is 11. Wyatt Ludeman back in, going to give Keegan Jones a little breather here with 2:08 to go in the third. Wes Swanson trying to get this back to a 10-point lead, and he does. Shot is up and good. 30-20, your score.
It's only 10. That's...
All right. Just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Buss goes to the corner with it. Aiden Glanz. Glanz feeds to the left side. This is Owen Buss now. Owen Buss on the dribble. Comes to the top of the key. Finds Trevor Reed. Reed back to Owen Buss. He had an open look three. Didn't take it. Buss with a floater. Puts it up in the paint. No. Rebound, Cruz. Cruz somehow got out of traffic with a basketball. 2-on-2 fast break. Here comes Cruz all the way for the layup. Nope, couldn't get it. Players laying on the floor. No whistle. They let him have at it. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. Freeman the other direction. Petroski. Now we got contact here with Wes Swanson.
He
chasing after
his,
Petroski.
Yeah, he just picked up his fourth and team fourth for Johnson County Central.
That's huge for
JTC.
Swanson will have to leave the ball game. Jack Waring comes in to replace him. Waring, a 6-foot sophomore. In for Swanson, also a sophomore. Minute and a half to go in the third period. 30-20 if you're just checking in with us. Johnson County Central trailing Freeman by 10. Freeman with the basketball. This is Trevor Reed. Reed comes up, goes to Owen Buss with the pass. Buss backs it out near the midcourt circle. Now back to Reed on the right wing. Across court to the far side, Easton Buss on the dribble. Kongmani Vong gives chase to Easton Buss. He clears the pass back up to Petroski. Cruz is all over Petroski, who comes to the right wing to Easton Buss in the paint. Oh, Buss.
Threw it right to Cruz.
Yeah, outlet pass. Cruz comes up with it. He'll take it in for a floater in the paint. That's up and off. No good. It wouldn't go. Kongmani Vong chasing down the loose basketball. That was great effort there by Donnie to come and get after that one. Danny. All right. Again, Danny Kongmani Vong in the corner. Passes up an open look. Up top to Cruz with it. He holds the ball into the corner on the right side. Wyatt Ludeman on the dribble. Bounce pass. Finds Nolan Wellensek. Wellensek's going to get fouled. He'll be at the line shooting two shots.
A foul's on Trevor Reed, his third personal and beyond the limit. So Nolan Wellensek will shoot two for Johnson County Central.
All right. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Nolan Wellensek has not scored tonight. The first free throw is up and in and out. No good. Johnson County Central has hit 4 of 7 from the free throw line here in this quarter and went 5 of 8 in the first half. Currently 9 of 15. Wellensek trying to get this lead down to single digits if he can hit this one. Nolan Wellensek, free throw is on the way. It's up and it is good. It's a 9-point lead now for the Freeman Falcons. 30-21 with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Jim McLaughlin shouting some instructions over here. They may, again, just decide to play for one final shot. Kobe Mahler handles the ball. Puts the pass up top now to Owen Buss. Owen Buss being chased out here by Waring. Now to Easton Buss, Petroski. Petroski feeds it up, almost knocked away. Easton Buss gets it back. Here's a long three on the way. It's up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. After three quarters, our score, Freeman 30, Johnson County Central 21. We're back in 1 minute with fourth quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we've got 8 minutes remaining to be played in regulation. It's a 30-21 lead for the Freeman Falcons over Johnson County Central. We move into fourth quarter action. Wyatt Ludeman is on the floor, along with Danny Kongmanivong, Wes Swanson. Looks like on the far side, Jack Waring's in the ball game. And Keegan Jones on the floor for Johnson County. Same five starters out there for Freeman. All right, with the dribble to the near side, Wyatt Ludeman has the basketball. Takes a couple of dribbles, feeds to Keegan Jones. He stands outside the three-point arc on the right wing. Tried to penetrate in, lots of contact there. They're running a little spin move in the paint. Swanson with a jump shot, floater off the back of the iron, and it won't go. Rebound comes down to Owen Buss. Not a good shooting night for Johnson County Central, boys or girls. Not able to connect.
I don't understand why Wes Swanson's on the floor. He has four fouls right now.
Well, an awful key part of handling the ball at the top of the key. Here's a driving layup blocked nicely by Keegan Jones. Jones got a hand up and blocked the shot, but I think we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Keegan Jones is going to get tagged for his first personal. And at the free throw line will be Hayden Jennings. Jennings has not been to the line tonight. He does have 5 points on a deuce and a tray. First shot is up and good, and that gets the lead back to double digits now for Freeman. They're back up by 10, 31-21. Second shot coming up for Hayden Jennings now. Takes aim, launches the second one. It's up and good also. He's hit them both. They are now 3 of 4 from the free throw line tonight for the game for Freeman. 32-21. The lead is 11. Keegan Jones has the ball dribbled away and then picked back up by Wes Swanson. Here's Cruz for three. Up high in the air, off no good. Rebound brought down on the baseline. And what are they going to say? Just went out of bounds off the KCC, I guess. Easton Bustle inbounded. Tosses in to Hudson Petroski. Petroski picked up by Kongmanivong at midcourt. Petroski takes it all the way to the baseline on the corner. I think Donnie just got called for the personal. Donnie Kongmanivong.
It's his second personal foul and second team foul for Johnson County Central.
6:45 left to play in the ballgame. 32-21, the lead 11 for Freeman. Falcons with the ball under their own basket into Petroski. Petroski to Easton Buss. Buss dribbles in, has a pass stolen away by Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman gives it up to Swanson. He'll come and set it up. Swanson on the attack to the left side. Cruz. Cruz in the paint. Turn around. Jump shot up. No. Ball tipped away. Out of bounds. It should be Johnson County Central's ball, I believe. Yes, it is. 6:28 left to play. Still an 11-point lead for Freeman. They've dominated here. They led after one quarter, 10-5. They were up by 7 at halftime, 21-14. Led by 9 after three quarters, 30-21. Now they've stretched the lead out to 11. JCC with the ball. Cruz puts it to the right side. Keegan Jones with a long three. Hits off the mark and a rebound to Trotsky. No hurry down the court now for Petroski. His team up by 11, a little over 6 minutes to go. Very patiently bringing the ball up court. Kongmani Vong gives chase to the near side. Come back to Hayden Jennings. He launches a three that's off, no good. Cruz is there for the rebound. Johnson County working in a hurry. Kongmani Vong against Petroski. Can't get to the basket. Kongmani Vong down in the corner right side. Petroski knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson County Central.
5:56 remaining in this contest. The Falcons lead the Thunderbirds by a score of 32-21.
Wes Swanson will inbound the pass on the baseline, right side of the bucket. Swanson lobs it up top to Ludeman. Wyatt Ludeman, little head and shoulders fake. Now comes to Cruz. Cruz for three, short off the front of the rim. Coming down with the rebound, clearing it out under the basket is Kobe Muller. Players go to the floor. The official steps between them quickly. Keegan Jones and Kobe Muller mixing it up and went to the floor pretty hard down there. I think Keegan Jones is going to get tagged for the personal. Freeman fans not happy on Jones, his second personal. That is team foul number three on Johnson.
Oh, he just threw a fan out.
A fan has just got tossed.
He just opened the game.
We've got a fan standing up yelling at the official. This game will not proceed until this fan has been removed. He's right in front of our table, and now he and the official are having quite a shouting match. They've stopped the game until he's removed. The gentleman will not. He won't let it go. He's still yelling at the official and setting back down. Now here come the school officials in from Freeman. They're going to escort this gentleman from the building. He continues.
That's just a lady in front here.
Continues to scream and yell. We're going to wait and see if the lady's going to be removed or the gentleman.
That's the lady right here, but they're letting them. They're going to play.
I'm surprised they're starting the game back up. Normally, when there's an ejection, they wait until they've left the building, but the officials are down here still trying to remove the. Now we're going to have a timeout taken with 5:40 to go in the ballgame. 32-21. It's an 11-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, after all of this, the school officials are still down here in front of our broadcast table attempting to remove the offending fan here that the officials asked the fan to be removed from the building. And this is a lady, and she is very much refusing to leave. I thought it was a different gentleman that was standing up exchanging shouts with the officials. I'm not sure they're going to let this game begin again until she's out of here. The ref keeps looking over here. And now she finally is going to agree, I think, to pack up. The official coming over to make sure she's being removed. And she has been asked to exit the building. At the request of the official, she's being asked to leave. Filled with a few expletives as she passes our table. Oh, my goodness. All right, back to live action. The ball safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Coming up with it. Owen Buss to the near side. Comes back to Trevor Reed. Reed has the basketball. Owen Buss with the ball at the top of the circle. Hudson Petroski on the dribble. Petroski, right side of the lane. Driving, laying up, off, no good. He'll be fouled, and Hudson Petroski will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. Who's this one on?
Foul is on
Ludeman?
Yeah, it's on Wyatt Ludeman, his second personal, team fourth for Johns County Central.
Hudson Petroski at the line, shooting two. The first one is up, off the back of the iron, no good. Petroski has 4 points so far tonight in the ballgame on a pair of trays, pair of deuces. The fan that was ejected is still up here in the wings arguing with the school officials. Second shot is up, round and round, and Hudson Petroski got it to fall. I got quite an earful of expletives as she went by. Fortunately, I've got a cough switch here.
Yeah.
At the top of the circle, free throw line. Ball dribbled away and stolen. Coming up with the steal from Freeman is Trevor Reed. Reed gets the outlet pass to Petroski. He'll bring the ball up court. 5 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. 33-21, a 12-point lead for Freeman. Here come the Falcons, all the way driving in. Laying up, nice move to the basket. That was pretty by Trevor Reed. An underhanded scoop shot by Reed, the 6-foot junior. He's got 6 points now, and the lead is suddenly up to 14. Freeman starting to pull away here. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central with 4:44 to go in the ballgame. It's 35-21. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula along with Dalton Kniffelmeyer back with you here at Freeman High School. We're in Adams, Nebraska. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer extraordinaire back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Always a pleasure to work with Kurt. Been doing that for a couple of years now, haven't we, buddy? 35-21, a 14-point lead for Freeman. When play is resumed, it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. They will inbound it on the side. Keegan Jones tosses into backcourt, gets it into Wes Swanson. Swanson on the dribble, goes inside the paint, picks it into the corner. Kongmanivong on the dribble. Donnie Kongmanivong again feeds back to Swanson, not able to get into the basket. Swanson free throw line has his shot blocked nicely by Trevor Reed, but a whistle and a foul, and I think Reed's going to get called for the personal.
It'll be his fourth and team first for Freeman.
So Trevor Reed picks up his fourth personal. That will send to the free throw line to shoot two shots. Wes Swanson. Swanson has hit 3 out of 4 so far tonight. He's in double figures, has 10 points in the ballgame. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. Wes Swanson now with 11 on the score sheet tally here for Johnson County Central. And the arguing continues.
I just don't understand.
Off to my right here. This fan is adamant that she's not leaving the building. Second shot is up and good.
Did he make both?
Yes, make them both. Lots of entertainment to our right, just a few feet from our table. I'm glad they got a little bit farther away so we're not picking up the audio on this exchange because, folks, it is animated,
it is.
Let me tell you. Haven't seen anything like this in a lot of years. In the corner, right side with the ball. We got a basketball game going on. Driving laying up off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Keegan Jones. Just to update you one more time, the officials asked the lady to be removed. She refused to be removed. She did make her way up here onto the concourse beside our broadcast table, where she continues to verbally assault the school officials. They're trying to get her to leave. Free throw is up and good by Colby Muller. He's got 7 points now in the ballgame. He'll have another one coming. That foul, incidentally, was on Keegan Jones, his third personal. Now Colby Muller's second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good. Yeah, I'm not sure why she was yelling at me when she walked by the table.
She's yelling at you?
Yeah, I got an earful there. That's why I was holding the cough switch. Driving into the paint on the right side, the ball is tipped away and grabbed up loose. Hayden Jennings comes up with the steal. We've got 4 minutes left to play in the ballgame. It's 37-23, a 14-point lead for Freeman. Freeman has the basketball. Dribbling out of traffic is Hayden Jennings to the right side. With the ball now, here comes Easton Buss, top of the key to Petroski. Kongmanivong chases after Hudson Petroski, and a whistle. Going to have a foul called, I think, on Kongmanivong.
Yeah, the foul's on Danny Kongmanivong. It's his third personal, team fifth for the Thunderbirds, so Hudson Petroski will shoot two.
Hudson is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 5 points. This free throw is up, hits the back of the rim and won't go. Another attempt coming. Into the lineup now for Freeman. Onto the floor comes True Jurgens. This is Jurgens' first appearance, I think, tonight. He's in replacing Hayden Jennings. Second free throw for Hudson Petroski is up and good. Got that one. He's now hit 2 of 4 from the line. He's got 6 points for the Falcons. It's 38-23. The lead is 15 now. There's a long three by Alex Cruz that doesn't go. Struggle for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Keegan Jones somehow comes out of there with the ball. Top of the key, Swanson puts up a three. He can't get it. Swanson maybe turned an ankle a little bit as he landed on the foot of the defender there. He's all right. Long down court pass in traffic. Keegan Jones rips the ball away, or rather fast break the other way, comes to Jones, driving lay-in up. It won't go. Jones falls to the floor, went down hard, missed the lay-in. Here comes Retroski, fast break, feeds it underneath, shot is up and good by Kobe Mahler. Boy, this is fast-paced basketball. 2:59 to go. Here's Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman, big collision again. Players on the floor all over the place. Ludeman is going to be called for the offensive foul, I believe. Keegan Jones got the worst end of it. We've got a timeout taken on the floor with 2:54 to play in the ballgame. 40-23, your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I don't mean to get too distracted from the basketball game. 2:54 to play in the game. It's 40-23. The lead is 17. But believe it or not, the verbal sparring is still taking place to the right of our broadcast table between the lady who was asked to leave the gym by the officials and a couple of school officials. And she is adamant that she's not leaving this building. And you talk about an animated conversation. Some less than kind words being exchanged. And the bad part is that the school officials that are trying to remove her, they had no quarrel with her at all. Yeah, it's the officials, the referees are the ones that asked her to leave, and that's who maybe she should be venting her wrath is at the referees. These poor guys just doing their jobs here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it continues off to our right. We're back to live action with 2:47 to go. I'm glad I got my bodyguard, Dalton Knippelmeyer, with me here tonight. It's getting a little rough up here on the back row. 17-point lead for Freeman with just over 2.5 minutes to go. Owen Buss on the dribble. Buss works to the left side. To the top of the key. Comes up to the top of the circle to Hayden Jennings. Jennings feeds to the right side. Easton Buss. They're just running clock now. Owen Buss gets the pass back from Easton. Johnson County Central running a man-to-man defense, chasing after Hudson Petroski. He's double-teamed, gets rid of it to Owen Buss, back up top to Petroski. Clock nearing the two-minute mark here with a 17-point lead. Fouling is probably a futile attempt here. Trying for the steal was Ludeman. Back to Petroski in the corner. Freeman doing a great job of running clock here right now, just taking time off the clock. Owen Buss.
You got to be smart, Wes.
Yeah, he got fouled. The whistle, I think that's going to go on Swanson, and he'll foul out of the ballgame. Wes Swanson picks up his fifth personal. He leaves the game tonight with 12 points. He hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Ends up with 12 total. Stepping to the free throw line will be Owen Buss. Owen has a single point. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Swanson fouls out of the ballgame. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with a minute 57 to play in the contest. 40-23 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome welcome you back inside Freeman High School here in Adams, Nebraska. A minute 57 left to play in the boys' varsity contest. Our score 40-23, Freeman leading Johnson County Central. We invite you to stay tuned for the Highland Community College postgame wrap-up here. That's being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That's coming up with a rundown of all the numbers. Still a minute 57 to go here in this one, but Freeman appears to have it in hand. It was a close one throughout most of the game, and then the Falcons have now opened up a 17-point advantage with a minute 57 left to play in the game. At the free throw line, Owen Buss shooting two. The first one is up. He got it. Got the roll. Owen's now 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe and has 2 points in the ballgame. Have another shot coming here. Owen Buss, a sophomore. This is a young basketball team. We've seen a lot of sophomores involved in this ball game. Second shot is up and good also. Buss now 3 out of 4 from the line, has 3 points. Owen Buss will leave the lineup. Let's see. Back onto the floor comes Aiden Glanz, the 6'5 junior, onto the floor for the contest. Here comes Johnson County Central. There's Wyatt Ludeman for a three from the top of the key. Banked it off the glass and got it down. That's Wyatt Ludeman's first 3 points of the ball game. The bank shot off the glass. Good for the three. And what do we have happening now?
There's a foul. They're trying to get... Yeah.
Foul on the far side. Okay, who's this one going?
It's on Alex Cruz, his first personal... And that's beyond the limit.
So we walk to the other end, and at the free throw line will be Hudson Petrosky, shooting two. The first one is up and good. Hudson has now hit 3 out of 5 from the line, and he has 7 points in the ball game for the junior. Petrosky ready for his second attempt. Shot is on the way up, and it's good also. Out of both. Minute 41 to go here in the fourth period, 44-26. Been an eventful fourth quarter.
I would say.
Johnson County Central, Cruz across the court to Ludeman. Kongmani Bong picks up the dribble. Goes to Keegan Jones. Now back to Ludeman again. Ludeman feeds Cruz. They need to be shooting the ball here. Kongmani Bong in the corner. Has the ball stolen away. Fast break the other way. Buss, turnaround shot. The baseline couldn't get it. Ludeman's battling for the loose basketball. Flip to the left side, an open look three for Glanz. It's off, no good. Ludeman gets the rebound this time and clears it away cleanly. 1:08 to go in the ballgame. Ludeman starts up the court. Got a whistle. Waiting for the refs to sort this one out.
Fouls on Hudson Petrovsky, his third personal, team second for Freeman.
You hear players getting a round of applause. That's Easton Buss as he leaves the lineup. Also, Hayden Jennings going to the bench. Now here come the subs for Johnson County Central. Wyatt Case is on the floor. The 6'7 sophomore is out there. Also, who else we got checking in? Help me out there. Gabe Burke. Burke is on the floor.
Reagan Tice.
Kongmani Bong on the dribble. 1:03 to go. Kongmani Bong. Works to the left side. Hands the ball up to Reagan Tice. Tice into the corner. Deep baseline right side. That's Houghton handling the basketball. Jackson Houghton. Looking inside for Case. Now Wyatt Case with the ball. Tries to back inside to the paint. Case comes across with it to Gabe Burke. Case with a jump shot. Free throw line off the glass. No good. Wyatt Case couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. 35 seconds of play in the ball game. Again, stay tuned for our postgame show. Hayden Jansen with the ball. Jansen to the right side. Hudson has it. Spin move to the top of the key. With the ball is Hayden Jansen again. Now here's True Jurgens with a pass across court to the deep baseline left side for three. That's up and off. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll go off the fingertips. True Jurgens, and it'll come back to Johnson County Central with just 14 seconds to play in the ball game. Now into the game, Seth Dean is into the contest. And who's the big man on the far side? I gave my program away to Coach Goltz a minute ago. 12 seconds to go. Kongmani Bong on the right side of the lane. Falls to the floor. Goes up with a shot. Wyatt Case battles for the rebound. It goes out. 6 seconds to play. Another set in here for the Freeman Falcons. Oh, there he is. Job Josiah Muthiani. I was waiting to say that name all night. Muthiani into the ball game. Job Josiah will inbound the pass. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Time will expire. You'll hear the buzzer right now. And there is your ball game. Your final score tonight, the Freeman Falcons 44 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 26. 44-26, your final score tonight. Freeman with the win over Johnson County Central. Stay with us. We'll be back with the postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Happy holidays, Nemaha County. At Nemaha County Hospital, our team wishes you and your family joy, laughter, and most importantly, good health this holiday season. Take intentional time for good self-care, cherishing your loved ones, and gift yourself the peace of mind that comes from proactive health care. We appreciate your trust in Nemaha County Hospital for your health care needs, and your well-being is truly the greatest gift of all.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our post-game show is represented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Dodger Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now, with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
Well, your final score tonight, the Freeman Falcons defeat the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 44-26 is your final. Individual scoring for Freeman tonight, just one player in double figures. That was Colby Muller. He finished with 10 points tonight. Adding 8 was Hudson Vitrosky. Hayden Jennings finished with 7. 6 for Trevor Reed. 5 for Aiden Glass. Also 5 points for Easton Buss. And chipping in 3 was Owen Buss for their total of 44. From the free throw line for the game, the Falcons hit 11 out of 14 shots from the charity stripe. Individual numbers for Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson finished in double figures. He had 12 points in the ball game. 7 tonight for Keegan Jones. Adding 3 was Wyatt Ludeman. Jack Waring had 2. And Alex Cruz and Nolan Wellensack finished with 1 point apiece for their total of 26. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central hit 12 of 18 from the line. The score by quarters: Freeman led after one quarter in a low-scoring first period, 10-5. At halftime, Freeman was up 21-14. It was 30-21 after three quarters before we went on to the final of 44-26. With the win, Freeman improves their record now to 5-2 on the year. Johnson County Central falls to 5-3 on the season.
This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Or you're invited to stop by and see Jake Urtaja Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it.
Well, in the game played earlier tonight here in the girls' contest, Freeman also got the win. The final of that one was 48-16. The final, Freeman with the win over Johnson County Central in that one. 44-26 here in the boys' game. Well, Dalton, it's been a pleasure having you along these last two or three ball games. Hopefully we can get together after the first of the year.
Well, I'll see you January 2nd.
All right. That's going to be Johnson Brock in Nebraska City taking on Nebraska City Lords. That game will be live here on Sunny 101.3. We're going to take a few days off for the holidays, give the folks back at the station the days off there, too. I imagine I'm going to try and make it up to Weeping Water. We've got a lot of area teams playing up there, so we'll go up, maybe take a few pictures and share those with the kids. But we're going to take a little break. We'll be back January 2nd, January 5th, and then, of course, we'll be headed out to the Mudecas Tournament in the second week of the new year in Beatrice. We hope you'll join us for that. I do want to take one last opportunity here to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. It's such a pleasure to be able to present these ball games to you here on Sunny 101.3. And I'll tell you what, if you're enjoying listening to the games as much as we enjoy presenting them out here, then everybody is having a pretty good time. Yeah. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. For Dalton Knippelmeyer and for Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatulip. We leave you with the final score in the boys' contest. It was the Freeman Falcons 44 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 26. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.